welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
As part of its April newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. What were the highlights domestically?
For this month, it was observed to have seen a slight decrease in PED case positivity in the wean-to-market category of pigs, but sows has had quite an increase occurring since October of last year. For porcine Delta coronavirus, it has also seen an increase in case positivity since late 2025. And for PERS has been trending downwards in the wean-to-market category since November. However, it's still at 44.6% for quarter one, and that's the highest quarter one noted in more than 10 years.
Heading into the warmer temperatures, what are the typical trends, and what do pork producers need to be paying particular attention to?
You know, during warm winter or warm weather months, we typically see downward trends for a lot of the diseases that we face because we can take advantage of both the sunlight and warm temperatures to help have some degree of a kill or a kill step on the pathogens that we fight. However, that may not always be the case because a lot of, especially the viruses we face, don't always follow what's expected. And so it's always important when you're looking at how to preserve the health on your farm is to ensure the basics. Make sure you have clean and sanitized rooms, trailers, vehicles, equipment that go in and out of the farm, because it's still important to not have those viruses gain entry in the first place. But again, it's always important not to let your guard down, even during warm weather, because these viruses still can remain very, very active.
And is there anything that you'd like to add on the domestic report?
Again, it really is important when we assess any of these viruses to focus on any and all mitigations that create essentially a health barrier around your farm and keep your pigs happy. And it's, I equate it to peeling an onion. If you have various layers of biosecurity, such as, you know, different movement of pigs and not having animals that haven't been tested to be free of diseases before coming into your farm, it's important. Transportation security and biosecurity and cleanliness, cleaning farms, utilizing vaccine, all of these different things can be used in layers to help protect your farm and keep them healthy.
What were the highlights globally?
We're seeing an alarming increase in the identification of foot and mouth disease, SAT type 1, in two provinces in China, and this was identified there for the first time. Also in Greece, foot and mouth disease outbreaks continue with a new outbreak in Lesbos, and that had not been seen there in 25 years. But also in Greece, there's been 17 confirmed outbreaks since March 27th, and so that is concerning. For African swine fever, it was identified in wild boar in Germany in the North Rhine-Westphalia region. And then in South Korea, their government had identified ASF in feed and had taken steps to reduce the risk of potential disease spread from that route.
Does the global expansion of foot and mouth disease appear to be accelerating at this stage? And how are the risks to North America changing?
There continues to be a threat across the globe because of the expansion of the range of some of these newer serotypes like SAT1 that are being identified in areas that they have not been identified in before. And so that always raises concern of what are those risk factors for transmission? And a lot of times it is not known how these viruses are moving around and the epidemiology of infection. So that's also of concern. And then lastly, for our risks in North America, we have another virus, Seneca virus A, that looks very similar to foot and mouth disease virus and can only be told apart with the use of diagnostic tests. So if we aren't testing lesions like foot and mouth disease every time, assuming that it may be SVA, we might be missing those cases and putting the health of all of our pigs at risk.
With regards to African swine fever, what message does the detection of the virus in livestock feed send?
This is interesting to note that the virus is very hardy in the environment and can survive a fair amount of time under certain climate conditions. And that can include the contamination of feed or feed sources that put other animals at risk when consumed. It's really important to know that this increased environmental stability does lead to an increased risk for pigs, and other steps to reduce that risk really should be considered.
In terms of feed, what are the recommendations for North American producers and why?
From previous research that has been focused on this very issue, it's noted it would be important to consider buying feed or ingredients from known African swine fever-free countries or regions. And sometimes that may not always be possible. So if you do have to purchase other ingredients in countries that have ASF, it's really good to know what type of manufacturing processes are in place for an ingredient, for example, that would reduce the risk of ASF being surviving in a feed source. Other interventions that can be considered to reduce the risk of ASF in feed include having holding times, both at certain time and temperature, to ensure a virus degrades over time and produces less of a risk. One other intervention might be considering the use of products in the feed that help to inactivate the viruses.
How can anyone interested get more information or access the domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports?
This information is all included in our April Swine Health Information Center newsletter. And in addition, included in the April newsletter is a specific article highlighting some of the changes in foot and mouth disease viruses that are being identified and additional information on the threats that poses to the U.S.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Any of this information, including fact sheets and other items related to foreign animal and domestic diseases, can be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.